This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are lesser golems.
Yeah, they are.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And shade.
And then these guys are fine.
Yeah, they're okay. So what makes these guys lesser is not just the integrity of their materials, but also kind
or
of
the integrity of their character.
Well, kind of, because yeah. it's how closely the spirit, this elemental spirit, is kind of bound to the artificial body that is made. So these are flesh golems and clay golems.
Yes. Which are Frankensteins and clay golems.
Right, like Frankensteins, and then like kind of like a classical golem, like from the Bible or the whatever kind of folklore.
Sure. Jewish, the Hebrew golem.
Yes, yes. Like to the point where a lawful good priest has to make the clay golem.
A lawful good like rabbi priest.
Yeah, even though here the clay golem is a terracotta warrior. That didn't quite line up, guys.
Yep. Tony Gizzarelli, draw a clay warrior, and then just like Google image searches clay warrior and go. So the weird thing, so when you're making these things, one, like clay is not that tough. Like no. I'm not saying that I can necessarily fight a man made out of clay, but if I had a sword, I'm pretty good odds.
Batman is proven that it's very, very difficult.
That's true. But he's not clay, he's like goo.
Yeah.
These things aren't like shapeshifters. But the flesh golem, there's all this talk about like you need to have different parts from different bodies. It has to be two different legs from different bodies, mm-hmm. a different torso and head, a different brain and different arms. And yet this thing is 7.5 feet tall. Why? Like, why? Like, it just doesn't, what a silly thing to make this thing, like, explicitly have a line that calls out that it's taller than humans when it is only made up of human parts.
Yeah, it can only be the sum of its parts. And
does this guy not know how height works?
Kind of, like,
I'm
guarantee.
As tall as my legs plus my torso plus my head. You know that, right? Like, that's how it like, works.
No matter how many spirits come into me, be the whiskey or whatever, that will not actually make me taller. I might think I'm taller. I might tell you I'm taller than I am. But no, it's not going to actually make me taller.
The thing that made me think about it, so these guys are semi-intelligent. They're the only one that have a sense of intelligence. And I think they put some little lifts in their shoes when they got measured for the annual.
Yeah, they've got like general like adequacy issues.
Yeah, yeah. A short man got a short ding. That's what this guy think. And so he's going to put some like little like, you know, baby blocks on the bottoms of his shoes to be a little bit taller for his picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's gonna. You know. Even though the clay golem is standing on an apple box,
he's literally on a book. He's a photo album of all the other terracotta warriors. Seems hardly fair.
Yeah, the terracotta. So you know about this, right? The terracotta warriors standing in a lake of mercury.
Like they haven't I been able. I know very little about the terracotta warriors.
They haven't been able to exhume that particular Chinese emperor because he believed that mercury would make him immortal. And so his resting place is just like a lake of mercury. And so they found a handful of those like around the area, but like the highest concentration of them, from what I understand, forgive me if I'm wrong, is around his actual tomb that is just completely mercury poisoned.
That's great.
Yeah.
All I knew about them was that if you made the terracotta army in Rise of Nations, you could you can bring them to life and use them to smite your enemies.
That's a fucking Ghostbusters plot.
Yeah, it's exactly like it. You know, more or less, I think there are terracotta warriors. They fight in the new one. So,
yeah. But so what's great about these guys is because of that weak connection, there's a chance, be it 1% or 5%, that they will go berserk and turn on you. But you don't have to use a spell to reassert your control. You just have to either make a loud noise or be persuasive.
You have to like yell at them.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like, oh, you know, I'm your master, please. You know, it's one of those things where it is a dramatic moment that could happen in a story that has been systematized to be incredibly unrare or, you know, very rare and like likely to result in nothing, you know? So it's pretty frustrating because you, you know, this could happen. It's like the coolest thing that could happen to you. Like you're a group of adventurers, you know, the evil wizard sticks a Frankenstein on you. The DM rolls a 2, the Frankenstein turns against the evil wizard. At that point, the wizard just has a pretty good chance every round of just turning it back, just invalidating the coolest thing that happened in that adventure that shouldn't have happened by accident in the first place.
No. Like, this reveals what kind of DM I would be. I would thumb that scale and say, like, this is a chance to, you know, to turn this otherwise overwhelming set of odds.
Yeah. You know, like, make the adventure be like things you could, you know, increase the chances, like, you know, by doing X, Y, and Z and slathering the golem in, you know, mint jelly. you could make it more likely that it turns against its master in a delicious rage.
Yeah, and there's really nothing great about the clay golem. It's just a thing.
He's just the good version of this. He's made by a lawful good priest. He's not a Frankenstein.
Yeah, he doesn't have rugrat hair.
Like, this is one like, are you a Frankenstein? No, you're hired.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com.